I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Gabriel Chavarria, one of the stars of East Los High. Mr. Chavarria is an up-and-coming young actor who starred in the acclaimed film Freedom Riders and will also be seen in the upcoming feature film War for the Planet of the Apes. Over the next segment, Gabriel Chavarria will talk about his hit series about life and love in the inner city of Los Angeles on East Los High, now available for online streaming at Hulu.com. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to join the Bomb Squad, feel free to be the bomb as we break dance out of the past so we can choreograph our present. Gabriel, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Excited to be here.
Now, you star in the hit series East Los High, now in its fourth season, and available for on-demand streaming on Hulu.com. So, Gabriel, tell us about your character, Jacob, and what's happening in the new season of East Los High.
Jacob, this season, Jacob is the guy next door with a big heart, you know, who always strives to do the right thing. But this season, you know, his good nature conflicts with, you know, a hidden affliction and that kind of thing. And, you know, he's lost between his love for two women and his allegiance to his dad. You know, he finds himself making decisions that he might regret this season. So that's Jacob for you.
Right. As a person, how would you describe him? What's at the core of his character?
I would say Jacob is he's a very, very, he's just a good dude, man. He's just one of those guys that you want. He's the go-to guy, you know, and he's one of those guys that you want to have as a friend. He's the guy that you can count on, you know. He's the one that, as you see throughout the series, you know, some of our characters go through, crazy things. And one of our characters goes, she deals with domestic violence, and Jacob finds himself, you know, basically, you know, fighting for her, taking care of her. And so he's one of those guys, man, that just have a huge heart, you know? And I think that would probably be the core of him.
So for you, are there things about Jacob that you can personally relate to?
I would say that, you know, a word that describes me, if I had to pick a word that describes myself, I would say passion. And Jacob is that, you know, he's that passionate kind of guy. So, and, you know, I'd like to hope and think that my friends see me the same, you know, see me as the go-to guy and that guy that they can count on. So, there's a lot of things about Jacob that I can relate to for sure.
So relationship-wise, where is Jacob at right now when it comes to Maya and Ceci? How ambivalent is he about those two women?
Ah, that's a great, great question, Jim. Jacob right now is in a very, very tough situation this season. If you remember the last season, for those of you who haven't seen something happened in the last season, season three, where Maya leaves, but then she ends up coming back.
Right.
And Maya is basically Jacob's first love, but since she's been gone, he kind of found himself falling in love with Ceci, and Ceci's always liked Jacob since the very beginning. So, he's stuck. He's very, very in a tough, tough place, and you know, he's just trying to do the right thing. And this season, man, he probably does all the wrong things. So it's a very, very, a lot of drama going on this season.
Yeah, I don't blame him for feeling like he has a tough decision. That's a tough decision. So tell us about working with creator, writer, producer Carlos Portugal. What is it like working with him, and what kind of vision does he have for East Los High?
Working with Carlos Portugal has been the most, you know, awesome experience working with him. Just seeing amazing what he's able to do with the show. I mean, with our characters, with our stories. You know, him and his team of writers, like, you know, he's just amazing, you know, and working with him on set, you know, he's one of those directors who, you know, they'll pull you aside and give you that one-on-one attention that, you know, during certain moments, during certain scenes that, you know, that are very, very crucial to throughout the season, throughout the story. So he's very passionate, he's very driven, and, you know, what he's done and what we've done with the show is says a lot about, you know, what he's always had, you know, what he's always envisioned for the show. And, you know, I know that I feel like we're still barely scratching the surface. You know, I know we're four seasons in, but right. There's a lot of people out there that still haven't seen it. So we're still getting to that point where, you know, everyone gets a chance to see it and see what we're doing here with East Coast High.
So as a director, how much creative freedom does he give you guys on the set?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Carlos Portugal gives us a lot of freedom. He definitely does. You know, because there's certain things that happen within the script. Like, you know, when you get lines and stuff like that, like, a lot of the stuff is very mechanical. And especially at this point, you know, we're into our fourth season, so he trusts us very, very much with the decisions that we make with our characters. And, you know, because we know these characters, you know, and we are these characters, so... He definitely gives us, you know, the freedom to go out and explore it and kind of, you know, just be in the moment, live in the moment, perform in the moment. And I want to say all the time, like pretty much every single time, those are the ones that we always go with. So it's great that we have a director who allows us to do that. Now, we trust each other, you know.
Now, of course, East Los High has an amazing ensemble cast. You guys are great. So what is it like working with such a cast, and how tight are you guys personally?
Oh, first of all, thank you, Jim, for that. we are, I don't know, man, our cast, the people that we have on this show are amazing. Like, I can tell you right now, like, just some of our bomb squad crew, you know, Danielle Vega, who plays Sassy, right. You know, the coach, Alex Rodriguez, who plays Gina, even the guys within the bomb squad as well. I mean, these guys, you know, they perform. First of all, they got to learn these dances numbers that are insane. And they're probably like four or five this season. And on top of that, they're still performing and still have to live within the moments of their storylines and their characters' storylines. So we have such an amazing and talented group of people on this show, not within the cast, but also within the crew. You know, our writers, our producers, it's great. It's been, you know, like I said, four seasons of working with our incredible team. You know, we're pretty tight off set as well. We do hang out a lot, especially during this time when, you know, it's when the show premieres, you know, we get together a lot. We talk about the show. We talk about, you know, some of the stuff that happens, and especially the feedback. We love the feedback. Our fans are crazy. You know, they every summer, you know, they're there, ELH Addicts, rocking with us. And we just love being around each other. It's awesome. It's amazing. We have a very, very special group within this show.
And speaking of special, what's for you personally, what's coming up for you in the future? And also, where can people connect with you on social media?
Right now it's been a crazy time. You know, I got a couple features coming out. I got a film that I worked on earlier last year called Lowriders, starring myself with Damian Bashir, Eva Longoria, Melissa Benoist, Theo Rossi, Tony Revolori, Yvette Monreal. We have a huge cast in this film also. And of course, Plant War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
That comes out next summer. Summer 2017. I played one of two human leads in the film. Woody Harrelson is in it. Of course, Andy Serkis, who plays Caesar, is freaking amazing in it. And then right now I'm in London working on a film called Hunter Killer with starring Gerard Butler, Gary Oldman, and Common, just to name a few.
Wow.
And it's been busy. It's been great. It's been busy. And Social media wise, you know, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, of course, at Gabe is with it. Gabe is WITIT with it. Wow. And yeah.
All right. Sounds awesome. Gabriel, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Hey, this song was made for you and you'll never be like me.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.